Chris Ryder, thank you very much indeed for talking to the CIKC podcast series today. Can we begin by asking you what the CIKC does?
The CIKC's objective is to enhance the commercial exploitation of academic science and technology. So the EPSRC, which is the Science Funding Council, invests in science research, fundamental and applied research, and we take it much further than would normally be the case. So, for example, an academic might succeed in making something for the first time. They would take some measurements to show why their new finding was better or the new device was better, publish a paper on it, and that might be as far as it goes. With the CIKC funding, we pick science and technology which has got commercial potential and within a certain technology scope. We don't do everything. And then we invest in that technology to take it further towards the place where industrial funding or venture capital funding might kick in and then take the technology off into industry.
And what have you done so far, the project you've worked on? Because I know you personally have been in post as director for a year.
That's right. So when I arrived, there was a portfolio of seven projects, and they're all in the area of either printed electronics or distributed electronics or large area electronics. And in case you don't know what that is, there is a new technology that's arising whereby you, instead of using silicon foundries to make integrated circuits in the way that we've been doing for many years now, it's possible to take electronic materials and print them and to make devices by printing one layer on top of another. So that's printed electronics, and it's got the possibility of being a very low-cost and efficient way of making, at the moment, quite low-performance devices. And then distributed electronics is things you can do over large areas. So, for example, flat-screen TVs have a large piece of glass, and you're putting small bits of circuitry over the whole size of the TV. So that's an example of distributed electronics. That's on glass, but we're now thinking, how can we put it on low-cost substrates? So we have a portfolio of seven projects when I arrived, which include two flavours of printed transistors, photovoltaics, which are printed down onto plastic, liquid crystalline silicon devices. So this is an organic material that's put down on top of a conventional silicon driving circuitry to make projectors, particularly holographic projectors. We've got a project whereby a new kind of plastic material is able to make waveguides to guide light from one side of a circuit board to another. So normally it would be done in electronics, in electrical circuitry on copper tracks, but there's a reason why you might want to do that in light, because it's much quicker. So we can convert from electrical signals to light signals, send the light through a waveguide, which we put down with the new materials, and then convert it back to electricity again and into another chip, or through the backplane connections on a very large computer. That project's gone very well. We've got some interest from some very large companies. So those are some examples of the sort of thing we've been doing.
Is there a problem at the moment because of grant funding, whether it's small grant funding or full larger projects? I mean, is that likely to provide any kind of hitch in terms of the vision of the CIKC?
Well, we've got a fixed amount of money to invest, and we're doing it in two tranches. So we've invested the first tranche in seven very interesting projects. The second tranche has now been invested, and the projects are just starting off. And that will use up most of the grants that we have available. But we have reserved some funding for so-called small projects. So people who have a good idea to try something that could be big if it works. And we have small amounts of funding to try that. And we still have quite a bit of capacity in that area. And that enables us to work with other institutions in the UK and other academics who haven't previously collaborated with the CIKC.
So it really is innovation that you're chasing, that you're following, that you're enabling in terms of the vision of the CIKC.
Absolutely. So we're taking things with potential, and we're proving that really they could meet customer needs. And once every project has got a demonstration, and the project is not a lab a demonstration of a piece of science. It's got a demonstration with some kind of product feature on it, or product-like feature. And then future investors can see, yes, this really could meet some customer needs. We could build a business on it.
Is there likely to be a problem in terms of people applying for these small grants? Is it a bureaucratic process or procedure, or have you tried deliberately to slim it down?
Well, I have to say, this is an area we could probably do better in. Often these things end up quite complicated to do the collaboration agreements. And unfortunately, it doesn't matter whether you've got a big project for several million or a small project for tens of thousands. There's often the same amount of work required to produce the agreement, because obviously you can get patents out of these things. So I think that's an area we could do better in, but we're working on improving our processes.
What about road mapping? It's a very fashionable term, but I know that you have been using it here at the CIKC.
Yes, we're quite unusual in the way we're constituted. We have two technology provider departments. That's electrical engineering and physics, the optoelectronics group in physics, and three other departments are working with us. The Judge Business School to help us on the commercial aspects of what we're doing, and to look at public policy implications of, you know, is the IKC thing working or not. And then we're working also with the Institute for Manufacturing, and one of the people at the IFM, Rob Fahl, has become an expert practitioner in this art of road mapping, and we now require all of our project teams to use it to help them figure out the directions they're going in and what their competition is doing.
So the application process and getting involved with the CIKC will actually help further your business aims, because it's quite a discipline to go through these hoops.
Well, you don't have to do road mapping to participate, to put a proposal in, but it's a tool that we offer actually to help the project team. So it's something we provide for their benefit.
In terms of you becoming a UK centre of excellence, I know that that's one of your goals. How far along the road are you to achieving that?
Well, in the area of printed electronics, over the last year actually a lot's happened on the UK scene. So there is now a UK government strategy for printed or plastic electronics, it's sometimes called, and the five UK centres who work in this area have actually come together, signed a memorandum of understanding, and we're now trying to promote this UK strategy along with other key industrial partners. So it's actually going very well.
And does that sort of bode well for the future? Clearly it does. Is your future rosy?
Well, there is some uncertainty now. The administration has changed. The previous administration had been very supportive of our sector. We're waiting to find out what the new administration will think. The reason the old administration were supportive was because they believed that this could create a whole new industry in the UK and therefore new manufacturing jobs. And it's something I feel very strongly about, that there is real opportunity in that area. So I hope we'll receive the same support from the new administration.
Well, Chris Ryder, director of the CIKC, you're a year into your directorship, your leadership of the Cambridge Integrated Knowledge Centre. I mean, what would you personally like to achieve in the future?
I would like to do two things before the end of this five-year grant period. The first is I would like to see every project in our portfolio connect with major funding from either an industrial partner who wants to take the work we've been doing here, the technology, and turn it into products, or I'd like to see companies spinning out, and I'd like to see all of our project portfolio succeed in that way. The second thing is I would like to secure the future of the IKC beyond the end of our grant period, and I'm exploring quite a lot of different avenues to achieve that.
And finally, in a global world which is more complex than ever, where companies regularly trade, do business, compete with the developing world, India, China, Japan, South American economies, the BRIC economies of Brazil, do you think that knowledge is what the UK can build its future growth on?
Absolutely. And this is why it's key that we get these early ideas understood, that we file patents where necessary, which will then give us the competitive advantage to build a business on the new knowledge when it's been protected appropriately.
Chris Ryder, thank you very much indeed for talking to the CIKC podcast series today, and I wish you well for your next year.
Thank you.